This is Helsinki, my hometown. My name is Teemu Syvänen. I'm a lighting designer and I'm standing here in the dark. My feet are in the snow and it's really cold. I'm watching a bridge that people who live around have lit up. They've lit up the railings so you can see the bridge from far away. And underneath the bridge they've placed glass plates, and those are lit by green spots. And the idea for those is when they start blowing, they start to turn around their middle point and they will give a green sparkling to the water beneath them. This is a part of the Festival of Light in the city, and it's happening all around this town we called Helsinki. We have this time of the year, what starts in November and goes till the end of March, when it's really dark, you don't get too much sunlight, not even at the daytime, and the darkness is surrounding us totally, and it gives us an idea to bring more light for people's eye and soul, maybe of reminder that there's gonna be summer and a longer, sunnier, warmer days in days to come. Throughout the years, these darkest times of the year might be for some really depressing. It's really necessary for people to see light and feel the warmth of light. Perhaps the greatest reason behind this Festival of Light is to get people together, working together, meeting, talking to each other. Sometimes in the city you can live in one block, you maybe know just your closest neighbors, but then the family, the man, the woman, the child from 100 meters away, you might end up seeing them once in your whole life. A city for us is a place where a lot of people live and work, where you can meet a lot of people. It's a place also that can be really lonely. My hopes are for this place is that maybe we can get to know us better. Like if you go to countryside, you have friends from miles ahead. But here, you close the door in your flat, and then you are totally outside the world where you actually live in. If we take this bridge, for example, the whole idea came up from the people that live in these more than 40 buildings, and the whole idea came from them. And then when they started to change the idea into the practice, I had the opportunity to help them to get it through to this point that where we are now, where it's lit, it's sparkling, and it's giving light to the, all these people that live around it. It's also a question that the city where you live looks all the same day after day. But when you do something like this, totally different eyes can be opened. So for us, there's a lot of possibilities to open people's eyes that way, that they see their home city in totally different eyes, and that is just beautiful.